סימן ז', קט ז', עמוד א', אהוב, the fourth line from the top. אהוב גיטה דהשתקח בסורי. The get was found in Surah. Ursiv by Ochi, and in the get it said as follows. Besura Moso, in the city of Surah, Ano Onon Barhiye Nerdo Potris Betorchis Plainis Inzi. So I am getting my wife. Ubotku Rabonon Misure Vaad Nerdoe. Rabbonon Boboidik Misure Vaad Merdo, Lehava Onon Barhia Achine, there was not another Onon Barhia, Levad Me Onon Barhia Mechigre, Tahava bin Nerdoi. There was another Onon Barhia from Nerdo also, he was called Onon Barhia Mechigre, Vaosu Sadi Vaomo. And Adam came and told us, Tohu Yoime Kiyichta Vahigite, that day that the get was written, Onon Barchiye Mechigre Gabon Habe. So he was in Nerdo. So Memele, it was impossible. The get was written in Sure. And that day that the get was written in Surah, so the other Onon Barchiye was in Nerdot, and as we'll see, it was impossible to get from Nerdot to Surah in the same day. So Al Kolchoch, this get was written by the other Onon Barchiye, not by the Onon Barchiye Mechigre. Before we go further, there are two ways how to learn Pshat in this Gemara. What was the story over here? In Shulchan Aruch and Evan Ezra, Kuf Lamed Bei Sif Dalet, which is a very long Sif, just let's relate what Negei Alonu. It says as follows, a maybe get, someone brought a get, a shliach, Baal, v'nafal mimenu, and he lost the get. So there's a lot of dinim if he found it right away in the place where he lost it, and no one passed by. So there's no shaila. If he has a simen muvik, there's no shaila. But if these things did not occur, he lost the get, doesn't have a simen muvik on the get. And a few days later, the get is found. That's the case over here. The ishtakach besura, the get was found. V'huchzeku beis sheshmoiseyim v'sheimais nisheiseyim shovim. And you have two people, their names and their wives' names are the same. Is imloi matzoi la'alta chayshinon Loizehu get shenevad lozeh. So, even though he lost the get, he's not makir this get. She wasn't a get yet. We have to give her the get. So it's his name, it's his wife's name, but could be. There's a din chayshi, there's urziku. It's urziku. Bei sheshmeisem v'sheimis nesheseim shovim. So you can't be matar an isha with such a get. Maybe this get belongs to, was written by the other Onon Barchiye. Now, the Mechaba Paskins will see this as shitas rove, v'afilu im eidim me'idim, she'echot she'huzak b'shmoy she'ozeh lo'i hoyo be'ir k'shenichtav. He wasn't in this city. He wasn't in a different city. And that's the case over here, that the other Onon Barchiye was in Nerdo. So we'll see. We're also chayish. We'll see as the sugya progresses why we're chayish. But al kaponim, so that's one way to learn pshat in the sugya. Hey, so the sugya is speaking about that the, let's say, shliach brought the get. The get was lost. The get was found a few days later. There's no simonim on the get. So we have to be chayish who says this is the get. Since there's another onom bachiyah who has a wife with the same name, so it could be this is his get. So that's what Abayah said, but there's nothing to be afraid of over here. Afle didi da amina chayshina. I hold your chayshina afle b'loy huzik shnei Yosef ben Shimon. I hold that afle we just know of one Yitzhak Reish Galusa, we have to be afraid maybe there was another Yitzhak Reish Galusa. And here it's Urzak shnei onom b'achiyah. But hochaloi chashina, because Komri Sadi bin Nerdo have it. He was in Nerdo that day that the get was written. He was in Nerdo, my boy Besure. So what was he doing in Sure? The get was written in Sure. So Kochoch is from the first Onon Bachi. Let us see what Rashi says. Rashi says, Gabon have it, etzleinu hoyo bin Nerdo. Is ocher loy chayshinon, so we're not chayish. Do ivdike kol nardor, botko rabon and misure bad nardor, they were boydik to all nardor. V'olahay onon, lekalameichesh. So they only found one other onon, and we don't have to be afraid that it's his get. The omri sadi, that he was in nardor that day. If you're chayish, so don't be baidik only in the door, be baidik the whole world. Maybe there was another onan bachiyah, and he was in the door, but he left the door already. So b'shash yabdik, you have to be baidik the whole oilam. The Abai doesn't hold that. Abai holds, as long as we're baidik in the door, that's sufficient. That's what Abayah said. Omar Rove, and Rove said, Afle didi pum fakert. According to me, the loy chashina, even though I say all the time is loy chashina, but since it's Urzika, there's two Chiyah bar Onon, the two Onon bar Chiyahs, so Memele, so we have to be afraid. Maybe this is the get from the second Onon bar Chiyah. Ah, you say, what's it to be Chayish? He was in Nerdor, the day the get was written in Sur, he was in Nerdor. Dilme begamlo parcha ozel. Maybe he came to Surah the same day with a flying camel. That means there are some camels that used to travel very quickly. There was a Concorde, some Emele, so could very well be that Take Adam saw him in Nerdo in the morning, and it could be he was in Surah in the afternoon. Begam la parcha ozo. Inami bekvitze. What does he Rashi? Ocher chayshinim oil behuzik ish acher beiroi kishmai. There's another onan bachiye gam lapach hoylech mayer kaif pereach. He goes it's like a flying camel. Or bekvitze al yedei shem. Seems bezman chazal. That was also something that could occur. Could be he came with Hashem. Inami. In the third teretz, Rava says, could be Mili Mosa, who says that the get that was written for his wife, could very well be that he was taken Nodo, and the get was written in Surah. He had made Shluchim to write a get, and Lamaisa, they wrote the get in Surah. So if you write a get in Surah, so that's the Nusach, so you mention Surah. Rav told the Seifrim, Chen Amar Lo Rav Huna Le Safri, Ki Isnechu B'Shili, if you are in Shili when you are writing the get, so in the get, write Ksuvu B'Shili, right? It was written in Shili. Aval Gav D'Mimser and Mili Behini, even though the Baal told you to write the get, it was in Hini. So Mamela, this is a third mahalach, so it's possible that that Lebais, we have to be chayish, that could be this is the get from the other unknown bachir. Now Lechayre, let us ask that Onan Bachir. Hey, let's ask him, did you write a get to your wife? It's not Ekvelt. So the Chazanish is speaking about a different Indian in Simon Tzadik Zayin Ois Ches. But the Chazanish says, Kivin, the Yosef ben Shimon Ha'acha Kamo, he's talking about a similar case, that where Chayish may be the get was written by another Yosef ben Shimon. Nishal aspiv. So let's ask him. Im ovad get. Let's ask him if he lost a get. Ubedinu sheyehe me'emon. And if he says he didn't lose a get, it'll be nemon. She'ein dover shebe'erve. He's not being mevara dover shebe'erve. Even the Baal roitzel legalsha. The Baal wants to give her a get. His aid is not being goyrim that she should be get. She gets it. It's, the aid is only being marshal this get. The snapshot is, I know the Baal wants to give a get. So his aid is only saying that this get is a kosher get. That's what the Chazanish says. So it could very well be that Rava just said, Chayshina, you have to be afraid that maybe the other Onan Bachir wrote this get. So he didn't say it's Ekvelt, so go and let's question him. If he says he didn't write the get, it's faulting. But Abaye said there's nothing what to worry about, and you give her this get, and it's finished. So Rava said, no, there's something what to worry about. We have to be afraid. Maybe this is a get from the other Onan Bachir Mechigre. So let's ask him. If he says he didn't write a get, it's good. So then we'll use this get. If he said he did write a get, then we won't use this get. Let us see Rashi. Mili Mosa, Va'afa Pish Lo Yehoya Imoim. Even though he wasn't together with the Seifa and the Edim, Shema mitchilo omalem be'iroi kisvu get lishti, v'acha kach holchu Edim l'surah, the Edim went to Surah. So the get l'mais was written in Surah. Shili v'hini mekoy mesayim. Look the Gemara weiter, my have olayu d'shum shemi. Now we hear a whole sugya of Shum Shemi, that the Mafkid came to the Nifkad and said he should give him a Shum Shemi, and the Nifkad said, I gave you the Shum Shemi that's by me is my own. It was a whole sugya chashin and shema pinon. Do we clear that the Shum Shemi that are here were in the Spane, and this is different Shum Shemi, or do you say kam nimtzo kam hoyo? I don't clear. Ma'avalai the Shum Shemi, Rav Omar loy chay shinon, and I can assume that these are the Shum Shemi and that the Mafkid brought lechatchila, and Ravina ma'chay shinon, bilchus lechay shinon. So Rashi says, achisi ma'avalai the Shum Shemi, mi'chay shinon, shem opinon. Let us see Taisus. Ochi chayshinon dulme begam lo parcha ozl. ויחי ישתומה בגם לפרחה עושה, ואם תאימה, that's what רובה said, בפרק כמה דמקיס, אומר רובה, we have a member of רובה, the same רובה, that רובה said as follows, עושו ביתרי ואומרו, בחד בשבו בצפרה אורק פלניאס הנפש בנרדו, that they saw in Ordo that Pliny killed someone Sunday morning. That means, how could you say Avis, that you witness someone kill someone else in Ordo Sunday evening, towards evening, you were in Surah with us. Chazina. So Rav said as follows. So, it's totally in this. Let us see. I mitzafre lepanya motzu ozlu. If they can make it, I mean, it's a day's journey. They can come in the evening from Nerdo to Sure. Ein erogi. So then they're not eidim zaymimim. So there's no imanu hayisem. The Eloi Motsu Oslu, but what is, if you can't make it from Nardot to Sure in this amount of time, and they them saw them in Sure, so if they were in Sure in the evening, so Al Kocher, they could not have been in Nardot in the morning, is Nerogim, so then we'll kill the Eidim, because that's Hazome, Imono Yisamesis, how could you say this Eidis? It's impossible for you to have seen the Seder since you were imono Sunday evening. So the Gemara asks an Rove Pshite, that's poshet. So what's the Chiddush? Ma de teima neichesh legam lepalche. So he says, no, I'm telling you a Chiddush. Maybe that's true that you can't get from the door to Sure. But with legam lepalche, you could get kamash melon. And you're not chayish for gam lo parche. So it's a shrek. So here, Rabbi says that you kill the Edom. And you're not chayish for gam lo parche. And here, Rabbi says that you have to be chayish. Maybe this is the get of onon bachia mechigre. I had it get here, gam lo parche. So the Goyin says on this kasha, "Berajba v'sha poiskim kos v'dikhe somech al tam damrine milimos." Really, this is tamazay eingeworfen. Could be this, but that's not really the real teretz. It's the third teretz. But even though it says that the get was written in Surah, it does not necessarily mean that the Baal was in Surah. That's the real teretz. The other truth is tamazay. Now, Kaponim Taisvis did not learn like that. Vayim Rabbeinu Tam, Dohoche, Kivin Shemiskavin Lekalkul Eishes Chaveiroi, Osul Begam Lepalche, Aval Hosam Im Holchul Begam Lepalche, Oyo Mekalkulom Yoisa. Now, this teretz of Rabbeinu Tam is very, very difficult to understand. What is he saying? The dry words of the Rabbeinu Tam are that here, since he has an intent to be mekalkul, so then the sky's the limit. If it means taking a gamla parcha, you'll take a gamla parcha. Masha ain came over there. Let's go to the second half. By Adam Zaymimim, if they really saw the Avis in Nerdor Sunday morning, they wanted to go to Surah, they would never take a Gamla Pach. Why? Because the Niriki Shakronim, they know, they're going to say Avis, that they're saying a major Avis, that someone killed someone Sunday morning, and if they're going to be pretty soon in Surah, they'll be Muslim, then they won't be Muslim, but it'll look very modern to the world. will have to, and not too many people will believe them that they said kosher eidus. So memele, in the case of the Gemara in Makis, bedafka, they wouldn't take a gamla parchet. In order to look like they're telling the truth. So memele, they're not chayish for gamla parchet. But here, since he wants to be mekalkalor, so here you chayish for gamla parchet. Now, but we just have to understand what's the story. We just now, we have a new eye opener over here. He wants to be mekalkal. This onon bachiya mechigra wants to be mekalkalor. So that's why he took a gamla parchet. Now, lechayre, there's a chazenish that muches sich very much on this taisus, what Rabbeinu Tam meant. It's very unclear what he wants to say. Himself blives by Yetzor Chiyun, if his pshat is pshat in taisus. But I'd like to say over the Orech Laner. The Orech Laner says pshat in taisus as follows. That, the Orech Laner says, first of all, he says, the story is a different story. The story is not the way we mentioned before that someone, they lost the get and they found the get and the shailas is this the get they lost. That's not the story. It's a different story. The story is that they found the get in Surah, and the way Rashi says before on Daf Kuf Tezvov Amid Beis, Ahu Gita Dishtakir Ben Erdo, that speaking about that they found a get, they're coming to Bezen, and this wife of Onon Bachia comes and says, you know, my husband gave me the get, please give me the get. And the Shaila is, maybe it's someone else's get. Maybe who says you? I mean, the get is made that you're get. But who says this is? That this was written by your husband on the bachir. Maybe it was written by there's a different onan bachir. Maybe it was written by a different onan bachir. That's the shail. That's the story. Number one. So the Elchaner is, that's the story. So he says, so what's that? He'll be Mekalkala. I mean, she knows that she got the get from her husband. So what's that? He'll be Mekalkala. So the Elchaner says, Agansa Megillah. But the story was like this. Her husband came to Surah to give a get. And and after he took care of all the formalities of telling the Edim to chasma, the Sefer to write to get, he went to Medina Sayam. That's story number one. So he's out of the picture. We don't know where the husband is now. But he took care of the formalities. Scene two, this unknown Bachia Mechigre hated her for some reason. And number one. And number two, he knew the whole story that the first husband, these two unknowns were very good friends, it seems, but it could be they were next door neighbors. But his wife, he hated. So he had told him, the first unknown told him what he plans to do. He plans to go and go to Surah. He's going to give his wife a get. He's going to tell the Seifrim to write a get and give it to her. And then he's going to Medina Sayyam. Remember, some of the second Onan encouraged him. It's a good thing you're finally giving her a get. She's some marshas. You're doing a very good thing. But it seemed that he hated her, the second Onan. So he wanted to be Mekalkala. So what did he do? So first of all, in the morning, he was by the Ashkoma Minyan in Nodo, that everyone should see he's in Nodo. So no one should suspect what he has intentions to do. He was in Nodo, right? And he made everyone should know that he's there in Nodo. Then he hired a Gamla Palche and came to Surah. And when he came to Surah, he wrote a get. He got over to Asaif and Edim. He said, you know, my wife is in Surah, and he's on Ambachia, and his wife, they have the same name, and he told him that, this is my wife, and he told the Asaif to give the get. And he was hoping that they'll give the get, Mestame, before she'll get the first get. He knew the whole story. And he was hoping or cheshbening that his get is going to be given before the first get, before she'll get the first get. This is a very interesting story. Now, and what is he going to accomplish? Oh, he's going to accomplish. Oh, then she's going to go, she's going to get a get. A shliach gave her a get, and she'll ask Bezen, a shaila, you know, is this a kosher get? I have to clear maybe, I got this from a shliach, I have to clear anything. So Bezlin will look up at the computer, the Yena Omer Bachia is, and there was in their door that day. It's a kosher get. They won't cheshbon that he went to Surah with Ados. So they'll tell her, get married. And she'll get married with the apostle a get, oh, and she'll burn in Gehenna. That's what the intention was. And it was worthwhile for him to hire Lagam Lepalche in order to do this. He wants to be Mekalkala. Asini Mekalkelas as a Shura. What does one not do to be Mekalkal someone else? Now what happened over here? Somehow she lost the get. The story, it seems, happened like that. She got the get from Ashliya. She lost the get. And now Bezdin finds the get, so now she comes to Bezdin, but she's playing into his hand side by side. That means she's asking Bezdin, she's telling Bezdin, this is my get, and the shliach gave me the get, and I'm allowed to get married. And Abaye shook his head and said, yeah, you're allowed to get married, no shaila. He was in Nador then that day, so we have nothing to worry about. But Chava was the one that said, Chayshin Lagam Lapache, could be this Onon Bachiye Mechigre, wants to be Mekalkalo, and he figured out this whole dreidel, what he wanted to do. That's Pshat and Rabbeinu Tam. So if a person has such a driving motivation to be Mekalko, then they'll take a Gam Lapache also. Then the sky's the limit. There's nothing but one doesn't do to be mekalkel someone else. But if they were Edim, and they want to say Edis that someone killed someone else in the morning in their door, bidavke, they won't take a gam lapache because they're afraid of their reputation. What do people think? Even though because of that, it'll mean they'll come late to the chuppah and surah, but they won't take a gam lapache. That's for sure. That's how the Olchaneh learns Pshat and Taisvis. I just like to be myself one Nekude. I'm just trying to think. What his cheshbon was. Mustame, he had a cheshbon that, he's doing such a thing. He had a cheshbon that he's going to be magdim the get from the true husband. And he knew Mustama, he knew all the time schedules. But I had another ha'ore. What did he plan to accomplish? Look, she's gonna get his get first. But then the other shliach, who's walking like a snail, will also knock on her door 2 hours later, and they'll say, no, I have a get for you from your husband. So she's gonna get the husband's get also. So she's gonna get, so what did he do? He got a gam lapache. What did he do? So, according to the Orech Laner, he wasn't afraid of that. That means 2 hours later, if someone's going to knock on the door, she's going to slam the door in his face. I was geget already. My husband's sending me another get. You don't have to send me two gitten. My husband sent me one get. I'm geget, and she won't accept the second get. That's Mustami. He knew what his wife was like. That's Mustami was Saimachan, because if she's going to accept the second get, so his whole plan goes down the drain. So she'll be get with a true get also. He knew everything.
אבל זה מוי מחודש לכי רבינו תם. We have to have such chashashes. For Rav Menachem Pirish, Rav Menachem says another teretz. That we have here Astir and Rove. Here Rove is chayish, that Onan Bachiyah came with a gamla parche, and Rove in Makis says that you don't have to be chayish that they came with a gamla parche. So he says, "Im ise da ozlo begamla pacha hoyim lam litain kain midlei omru hochish mamina de sheker meidim." He says, "Rabbi Nachman says a b'saposhet eteretz." That means they're being mazem them. They're saying imonu hoyisem, and they have nothing but to say. If they really came with a gamla pacha, so let them say that. Let them say they came with a gamla pacha, and if they don't mention that, so vaystoyz. They didn't come with a gamla parche, some amela, so they ate them same amen. Aval gav demimserin lechu mili b'shili, even though you were informed in shili, you should write hini, because it was written in hini. Emer Rabbeinu Tam, b'shili v'hini shnei mekaymisein, these are two places, usmuchais zelaze, and one is next to the other. Kidama b'meseches beye, Ravune b'shapse de rigle, the Shabbos of the regal, mekatvi ladies to carry him mehini l'shili. So if they carried him in the regal, so b'istachos, it was, one place was close to the other. L'ravuse noketani mekayme shesmuchim zeloze. So he said, achidish, even though it's smuchim zeloze, you still have to write the place where the get was written. So I think the chiddush of the revusa, what is the revusa? That's my pshat is as I, why do you, we had Taisvis of Tzadik Aleph Ahmed Beis. The Taisvis says, why is it necessary to write in the get where the get was written? So Taisvis says, the Eidim Tzorich Lichtev Mokim Shechoismin Shechoylem Lovei Lidei Hazome. So Taisvi says this is a Psachoymer and a Get, that the Eidim, we have to know where the Get was Gechasmet, and normally the Sefer writes the Get where the Eidim are. So Memele, the Iker Taisvi says, the Iker criteria is to know where the Eidim were B'shas Simas Haget, and that's Mistome where the Sefer was. That we should be able to be mazim them. That means a chaymer and get that you have to be able to be mazim them. So lechayre the Rabbi Natan is saying as follows. So the Gemara is saying Ravusa fashteitzer that if there are two places, one very far away from the other, is fashteitzer, you have to write where the get was written. You should be able to be mazim them. But if these two places are close, So what's the big deal if we'll say it was written in Hini, was written in Shili? That means these two places are close one to the other. So if you'll be mazim them, if you want to be mazim them, you can be mazim them saying they were in Hini also. It's not the Afalpikain. That's the Revuse. That even in Hini and Shili, you also have to write exactly where the get was written. Now we're starting a new sugya. We hear in the Mishnah that if there was ktata beinoi lebeino, that there was a merive, there was fighting between the husband and the wife, and then she comes and says meis bailo, so the loch is she's not believed. So, heichidomi ktote. So the Gemara says, what's called ktote? That there was a marive, there was a machloikis. What is it called ktote? Omar Rav Yehuda, Omar Shmuel, bo'imeres lebalo garsheni. She told her husband, I want a get from you. If she tells him she wants a get, so that means shalom bayis is hanging on her hair. I think the hair split already, and she wants a get finished. She wants a get. That's called ketata. So the Gemara says, that's called ktote. All the wives say this to the husbands. Whenever they're angry, they say they want to get. That's called ktote. You have to understand their language. That's how they talk. Rashi says, when they're angry, they say this, but that's not called ktote. But she's impulsive, so she says this, give me a get, but that's not called ktote. So the Gemara says, no, you know it's called ktote. Ella by meres lebayla gereshtani. No, she goes over to her husband, and she tells her husband, don't you talk to me, don't you tell me anything, we're geget. She tells him in his face, we're geget. No, already, if she says that gereshtani, so that already means that they're finished already. Gereshtani. So the Gemara says, if that's the story, so let's believe it. So what are you talking about, Meis Baila? If she tells her husband, you gave me a get, so she's demo, midarav hamnune. The Omar Rav Hamnune, Isha she'omra lebaila gereshtani nemenes, chazok ein Isha me'izo poner b'fnei baila. This is a gavaldike chutzpah to tell him in his face you gave me a get. So if it would be a lie, she wouldn't have the chazer to say such a thing in front of her husband. And if she says it, it's a lie, it's the truth. So the Gemara answers, it's speaking about by meres gereshtani, bifnei ploini yeploini. The story was, she told the husband, you gave me a get. And then all of a sudden, he caught her off guard, and he said, and who were the eidim bishas maises? So she had to start thinking very quickly. So she said, ploini yeploini. She was hoping they were in Alaska by now. Vishilna lemaise, they didn't go to Alaska. Vishilna, we asked them. They said, he never gave her a get. So al koponim, we see as follows. We see that if she had the chazer to say such a lie, gereshtani, now we know she's a liar. She was a liar. So memele, that's called ktote. And now she comes and says, meis bailo. So the Mishnah says, this woman is not believed. My time at the ktota, why isn't she believed? Rav Chanina Omar Mishum de Mishakro, Rav Shimi Barashi Omar Mishum de Omro Bididomi. Let us see Rashi. My time at the ktota, this number must listen, Kyomra Meis Baili, Loi Mehemna. Why isn't she believed? The Mishakro, she's going to say a flat lie. Miroiv sino miskavenes leser atzma olov. She hates him with a passion. She hates him, and therefore to be mizana, she can't find someone to be mizana with, and then we'll find David. Again, somebody said that she won't do. But she hears an Eitzah, how she's going to show him. And as Rabbi Kevegion, the Tshuva says, it's a b'china of Thomas Navshi Mois Plishtim. That means she'll get in Gahakta Tzoros, but he'll also be in Gahakta Tzoros. She's going to show him. He's not going to be her husband anymore. So she's going to come and say Meis Bailo. And she knows that he's coming back in 5 days. She knows that. And she's going to get married. And then he's going to come back, and there'll be Teitzim, Mizeh, Mizeh. It'll be difficult for her, but she'll show him. She'll be us on him also. She'll be us outside, and with that, she's choshud l'shaker k'day lesser as atzma olav. That is what Rav Chanina says. Rav Shimi Barashi Omar Mishum Da Omro Bededomi. Rav Shimi Barashi says, no. This is a psalm. Moira de Kezach, to say that a woman, she's embittered, fine, but to say that she's going to do such, she's going to say such a sheker, she knows that it's going to become this barer and everything, but she's masked. No, she's not choshed l'shaker. But the Omro Bededomi, that means, since there's ktote, So she'll say b'didomi. So Rashi says, what does that mean? Kol mokim sakone sheroso eino neisenes daito loima shemo loimeis b'loyenose oil v'sanyele loidaike kulai. That means that we can't rely on her deed. Like this, a normal woman, that there's an ave between herself and her husband, so l'maisa, she hears meis bailo, so she wants to make sure 100%. Is it taka like this? Maybe he's still alive. There's always a ray of hope, a ray of light. So my middle she'll be boidic, she'll be medayik before she gets married. That means she doesn't, she's hoping that it's not true. So she's medayik very carefully. But if here she, there wasn't too much ava v'achva b'neim sai v'sai. And then she saw something that it's olo to think that he's takedai. So she'll take it at that and she'll say Ratzon Yirei of Yaseh. The Rebbein shall listen to my tefillas Baruch Hashem, and she'll come and say Meis Bailo. She'll be Abed Edomi. Before we go further, let us see Taisvis, and then we'll go further in the Gemara. V'lehemne midarav hamnune. Omari, the Hilchese Kerav Amnun. He said, Rav Amnun is Yisod, that a Isha Sha'omrob of Nebai Lagerishtan is Nemenis. It's Rav Amnun is a member, but we Paschal like Rav Amnun. We the Porich Stomet the Gemorim in Rav Amnun. Moish will end them with Rav Amnun. The Bais is we Paschal like that. Number one. For the Perich Beis Dixudis, Gabi Omron is Beisi, Daik Luk Mi Amiroi Dosim Kerav Amnun. Ma also says that the Amoraim hold like Rav Amnune. The Peik is Kabul Nami Porad Rav Yochanan with Rav Amnune. So my story is that the Rav Amnune's Haloche is a Muskim Dika Haloche. We hold like that. But Isha Shama Girishtani is Nemenes. Voho de Beshili Nedorim Docha Rove Le Milse. I dare we see Rove is Choylik and Rav Amnune. The Chuyah Ba'almahu, he's not Pshad is that he's talking. He says it could be not like Rav Amnuna, but not that La'aloche Take, he holds not like Rav Amnuna. But Afilo will say that Rav Take disagrees with Rav Amnuna, he'll say Rav Amnuna can be Parash. Vim Toima, Besayf Perik HaKoysev, Gabi Yitziyoget, the Komar Rav Yosef Hocha Ba'iskinon She'ein Shom Eide Geirish. The sugya over there, there's a whole shakla of Atalia. If he gave her the ksuba, if he didn't give her the ksuba, so the Gemara says, Rav Yosef says, speaking about She'ein Shom Eide Geirish. There's no Eidim that he gave her again. The Migu, the Yochel Leima, Leigerashtiyam, Yochel Leima, Geirashtiyam, Benasati Lo Ksubos. He's tining Girashtiya v'nasati loksubos. That's what he's tining. Now, we're asking Akasha, Abid, if you paid her the ksuba, where's your shaiva? Which is a good question. And it's a good question, but he says, I lost it, yet I know it's very modern, but I have a migu. Because if I'm a liar, why do I have to say that I gave her a get and I paid her the ksuba and I look very modern? I could have said I didn't give her a get. So Mamela, he's nemon to say gerashtiya v'nasati lo ksuba, but amigo could have said lo gerashtiya. So Taisva says veheich yochel loyme kein kimin shenemenes loyme gerashtani. So Taisva says, how is he Nemon to say, what shall he could have said, like Gerashti? She's timing Gerashtani. And she's mourning the Ksuba. So how could he say, like Gerashti? He's not Nemon to say, like Gerashti. She's Nemon. Yeshleime, the Shetevas Ksuba, Eino Nemenes, Elodavke, Leinyan Nesuin. So the Asher Shaker brings down even the Lashon of Taisus here is not too clear, but Taisus says it's in other places. Taisus means to say as follows. The whole Aloche that an Isha is Nemon to say Gerashtani is Davke if she's coming only for Issa Vehetidika purposes. She wants to get married, so she says Gerashtani. That is a klal, an Isha me Isa Bifnei Bailo. And if she says Girashtani, we'll give her a ksuba also. That's no shaila. But if we know her intent is, she's coming Girashtani v'tenli ksubosi, so if we see she's coming, she's saying Girashtani to mona ksuba, so there's a chimud moment also involved over here. For moment, then there's no svore in ishim eiza b'fnei baila. For money, one does everything for money. So memela the nemonis of geirishtani does not apply if she's moning haksube. So there, speaking about she's moning haksube, so if she's moning haksube, she's not nemo. Bekitza, we have here a machloikis, and Isha said, meis baili. And there was a ktote, and the Mishnah says she's not believed. So we have a machloikis amayroim, why isn't she believed? Rav Chanina says she's not believed, she's chosid l'shaker. She's saying an often aligim. And even though she knows what she's getting into, because Thomas Navshi might splish them. And Rav Shimi Barashi says, no, we're not chayish that she's saying a lie, but Mishim Dabra B'Dedom. My Binayu, so what's the difference between them? Ike Binayu, the Argil Hu Ketote. The Nafkamina will be if the whole Ketote started through him. Let us see what Rashi Taisma says. Ike binai da argel bo ketota. Peish. Laman de yoma mishum de meshakre hoiso yereya kolkach leshakre. Kiven de rachmolei. Because in Yesod, she likes him. That means he was the one that started the whole thing. She has an avet to him. So to go with such a mesiris nefesh, Thomas Nafshi is pleasing to say a sheker, a BM obtziton, even though she's going to suffer from it, if she was the one that started the ktote, so then who, she's up to anything. That's what Rav Chanina holds. But if he was the one to argue law and Bemison, she still has a habit him, so she won't say sheker. So Lamaisa, so if she was the one that started the ktote, so she'll be nemo. If she says meis baila, she'll be nemo. And if he was the one that started the ktote. And according to Rav Shimi, Barabe, Barashi, she won't be nemo because she's still a bededomi. Lamanda omra bededomi, kividi yesh ktoto bedova muat omra bededomi. Bededomi already, you don't need too much of a motivation to say b'dedomi. Yeah. V'loi gar sinon da'argilo hi, ki lo'ilom yesh lochu shetishaker kivin shesein osoy. That, I don't understand klor what Tais was, how, what pshat in this girsa was. He says, l'chayra there was a girsa da'argilo hi, but she started the machloikis, and then, according to the girse, the lomdis was, there's no shash meshaker, since she was margu. We have to understand what the svar, and Taisha says, there's no such svar to say this. There's no shash meshaker, kivin she say no say. Vim taima, frak Taisha's amoyra de kekashe. Va amai loy teshaker. Boloi hi mishakeres, she omra gerishtani bifne ploini yeploini, bishailinen lu va omru laadam. Now, Taisvis asks a moira de kekash. Let us elaborate a little on Taisvis kash. Rabbi Kebega explains the kash. Taisvis said, and the Maram, the Marshal explained the kash. Taisvis asks like this. The Gemara before had said, when is it called ktoto? What is called ktote? So the Gemara said ktote is called when ktote is called when she says gereshtani baili. That's called ktote. Ktote is called when she said gereshtani baili. So we see how desperate she is. That's called ktote. That means if we don't have such a breach in the Ishus, then Gerashtani, that's not called Ktota. Stam is a Gonish mit Gonish. So Ktota is called when it was Gerashtani, when she said Gerashtani by me. Now, Al Gilhu Ktota means that he was the one that started the Ktota, but because of this Ktota, she eventually said Gerashtani by me. Else it's not called Ktota. Ktota is only when you have that she exploded and she said Gerashtani Baile. So Lemaise Al Gilhu, it's also speaking about that she said a Sheker Gomo. She said a Sheker Gomo of Gerashtani Baile. So now Satoisva says, so you see by Al Gilhu, she could say a Sheker Gomo, even though he was the one that started. So why shouldn't I say that when she's saying Meis Baile, she's also saying a Sheker? The Gemara is telling us, according to Rav Chanina, if it was Al Gilhu, she won't say a Sheker Gomo. She did say a Sheker Gomo. He caught her with a Sheker. She said, Gereshtani, Bifnei Ployni, Ployni, and we asked them, and they said, Nishkishtoigen, Nishkifloigen. She said a Sheker Gomo, so we see the Al Gilhu was enough for her to say a Sheker Gomo, so why shouldn't I say that Meis Baile is a Sheker Gomo? Why should I say we're not choishes, so she'll say Meis Baile? Yeshloime dezele hoise oise, shetishaka loime Meis Baile, vimyovo itaitze mize, v'chol adrochim eilobo, he says. That she won't do. She'll say Gereshtani, but she won't say Meis Baile. It's Kan Shoyel Aben, it's a Shrek, when she said Gereshtani, we all said the same thing. She's gonna say Gereshtani, and she's gonna get married. And then you find out that she wasn't Geget. So she's in the same hot water, she's in worse hot water. She said Gereshtani, she said enough in the lie, she's an emissary Satan, and it's also called Dvorim Eilobo. Taisus is saying that even though there was a Ktote, even though she said Gereshtani, Gereshtani shall say, but, even though it was Al Gilhu, but Meis Baile she won't say, because then she's going to suffer so much, she's not masked. I feel there was a Ktote. But we see she was Mochen, to call a Dvorim Eilobo. She said Gereshtani. Gereshtani will be the same thing. So Rabbi Kiveika explains Pshat and Tosfos as follows. That means when she said Gereshtani, she was hoping that they'll never find out. That was the case of Gereshtani. Lemaise, they put her in the corner. They asked her, who were the Edim? So she had to think quick. She said, Pliny, Pliny, and then she was hoping they won Alaska. Lemaise came out, they won Alaska. But Lemaise, when she said Gereshtani, she was under the impression that they won't catch her. To say a lie to get rid of him, and she shouldn't be in hot water, that she's Muchen. I feel it was Al Gilhu. But Meis Baile, she knows he's alive. She knows he's going to come back. To say such a sheker, she knows he's coming back in 5 days. So that is pshat, she's muchen. Tomos nafshi mois plishtim, I'm muchen to suffer, a behil suffer. So Taisva says, that is only by Al Gilohi. And there's a real hatred by Al Gilhu. That's what the Gemara is saying. The hatred isn't so strong that she's mucham to have all these chumres in order to ask herself on him. Sagt the Gemara weiter. Iboyilu, eid echod biktoto mal. What is the din if an eid echod comes and says meis bailo and there was ktota between the husband and wife? So what's the shaila? So it's my time at Neidechad Mehema. Why is Neidechad all the time believed? If a Neidechad is all the time believed, Mishim Demilse David Eligluye Loi Mishakem, because He's afraid people, if he'll say he's dead and he's not dead, people will find out he said a lie, and it's very embarrassing. So therefore he won't say shek, och, and ami le mishak. So the bilu that I have all the time by every eidecha, I have here also. So was gate meron that is ktota bein no le bein bailo, but he won't say a shek. I do me time a day dechot mehemon mishum dehi daiko mincibe. The reason why the dechot is nemon because of her daike, she won't be medayik. So memele the Yisrael biru that comes about through her daike is not here by ktot, and could be we need this Yisrael biru in order to be mama deidach. The Gemara remains with her teiku. Zogt Rashi. Eid echot biktote, ktoto beinoi le beino, v'holach amdine sayom, ubo eid echot v'oma meis, mi mehemen oiloim. Is the eid mehemen. That's the shail of the Gemara. Zok the Gemara bait. We had in the Mishnah, that what it says, the isha she'omra meis baile is nemenes, Rabbi Yehuda oima lo'ilom eina nemenes, Elim kain boso boiche ubogodeo kruim. That she has to come to Bezdin very emotionally to show that she's merdik tzabrochen, that her husband is dead. They will believe her. But if she says it with a straight face and no emotions, so we don't believe her. Amruloi achazu v'achazu tinosei, and the Chachomim said that it doesn't matter how she says it, she's always nemo. Let us see the Gemara further. Tanya omru loy Rab Yehuda lidvorecho, according to you, pikacha stinose. So a smart woman will be able to get married. Shoita loy tinose. But a woman who's not so smart, she'll never be able to get married. Lachazu vachazu tinose. So the Tosfos Yontif explains, what is pshat pikacha stinose shoita loy tinose? So the Tosfos Yontif explains like this, that a smart woman and the woman who is not so smart and clever, if the husband died, at home they zicha cry. There's no shaila about it. The shaila is, when you come to Bezdin, you're in front of Bezdin, do you have to show your emotions also there? There you also have to show I'm tzabrochem, I'm in front of Bezdin. So a smart woman realizes, no, you have to show your emotions here also, because if not, they won't believe me. So Mamela, so you have to, even though it's embarrassing, but you have to show your emotions. A woman who is not so smart, she'll think, if not best, I have to control myself. So Mamela, she'll never be able to get married. That was the taina of the Chachamim to Rav Yehuda. That means a normal woman who does not realize this inyan of yours will never be able to get married. So therefore, lachazu v'achazu tinosi. Ahudi osi ala beidini de Rabbi Yehuda. There was a woman that came to the bezin of Rabbi Yehuda. Omri lo sifti bailech. So they went and told her before she went into bezin. They told her, you know, you come in, you start being maspid, your husband, kiri monech, start tearing your clothes, sisri mozayich, your hair, you start messing up. And the male, they told her what to do. You're coming to Rabbi Yehuda, so they told her what to do. So the Gemara asks, alfu a shikre? I mean, it's a bodna maise. You're teaching a woman what to do? So the Gemara says, Inu ki rabbonon svirlo. They held like the rabbonon. So Mamele, they held like the rabbonon. So they held that this whole thing is not necessary. This whole emotional act is not necessary. Omri tavet hochi ki eichet delishri. But you're going into Rabbi Yehuda's bezin. Rabbi Yehuda won't be mad to you without this whole act. So they told her, He should do this, he should be matter. So Be'emerson, it's a meiridike gemore. Olchaner is machadish, is meirer on this gemore. He's meirer from a gemore in Chulin. So gemore in Chulin that one amore visited another amore. And the balabayis held not par not his mutter. Not par not per teir his mutter, dogim sha'olo bakaira, is mutter, and the bakaira shalbos, are you allowed to eat pekutach with milk? He held his mutter. In his house, they used to eat it. The guest held that it's also. So the Gemara says in Chulin, the Gemara says that he told him that chas v'sholem, that he would give him to eat something, even though I hold it's mutter, but if you hold it's us, I would never give this for you to eat. So we see from that Gemara that one has to, even though I hold the halach is like this, but if there's someone that holds the halach is not like that, I have to be concerned with his das also. I can't trample him and say, well, no, I hold that this is the halacha, so it doesn't matter what he holds. You have to reckon with his das also. So the Oruch Laner asks over here, so what's pshat? Rabbi Yehuda holds you can't be matter. So what is pshat that they're telling God to do? Like it's the Machshel Rabbi Yehuda. One Mahalach he wants to say could be Rav Poiskim held not like Rabbi Yehuda. He himself, for someone else, he would also say to Paskin like the Rabbanon. He himself didn't do it, so Rabbi Kaponim, here it's not cool that the going keneged daitoi. Let us see further. Zot the Mishnah, Beisilul Oimrim, Loishamanu, Ela Bebo, Minakotzer, Uba Oise Medine, Uchemaise Shahoy. Beisilul said, the Haloche, that Eid Echod, is Nemon, and I'm sorry, the Haloche that an Isha is Nemon to say Meis Baila, not all cases. There's a few conditions that have to be satisfied. Bebo minakotzer. Number one, that she's coming minakotzer, that means the kotzer was a mukim that's all the stocking. We'll see in Taisvis, Beshas the kotzer, the sun used to bake down on the kotzerim. There were nechoshim that used to bite. Kotzer was something all to occur. Shriach to occur. So if an Isha comes and says, our husband was from the Kaitzrim, and he died, number one. Uba Isa Medina. And also, she can't tell us something that happened in Alaska. She has to tell us something that happened by Isa Medina. Because in Alaska, she's not scared to say what happened, because she's not afraid of who they'll never find out was Tutsuch in Alaska. Aber bei Isa Medina, she's scared, the person might find out. So, Memele, if you have these Miles, that she relates, the Misa was because he was in Amatz of Besuki. And the Misa was bei Isa Medina that they could check up on her, Uchamaisi Shahoya, then she's Nemo. But if you don't have these Miles, so then she's not Nemo. That's what they still held. Omrlem Beishamai Achas Abomina Kotze, Bachas Abomina Zeisim, it's all chilek if there were Kaitze Chitim, or there were Baitze Zeisim, or Bachas Abomina Botze, Bachas Abomina Medina Le Medina, or they came from a different Medina. Vaidibru Chachomim Bekotze Ela Baoive. That means there was a story that the Iker Takone came about because there was a Maisa that happened by a Kotzer, but Kotzer is not a Tnai Ikri. Afilu, it's not Kotzer, it's not Isa Medina. She's also Neman. Chozru, Beisilu, Lohivres, Kibeshame. Let us see, Rashi, Ela Babomina Kotzer, Shekacho, Yamais, Kadamina, Lakama. Leitiru Chachomim, Ela Dugmosoi, שידוב הקורב לנו ומילטס ולוי משק על דינס היום אין הנמנס אלא בהויבה מי ששוי ככה יבודים לכל המקויבס Let us see Taisus. Leidibu bekotze ala baiv. Yerushalma lo mekotze. What's the maila of kotze? Omer avmone do unse de shchiach shani. This is a kotze is a shchichtike mokim that never a person should die. Achamokei dachas bereishe shalodum b'shas ha kotze. Hado dersi vayigdal hayelet vayhi hayim vayyei tzelo vivala kotzrim. ויאמר על אביו ראשי ראשי. רבונו נאמרי, דריך ששכיח, דזנחושים בשעס תקוצר, or poisonous insects, על קופונים. So, הקוצר is that, and she says then, מייס ביילו, that's something, then she's נאמר. But, סתם הזוי, she's not נאמר to say מייס ביילו. Let us see, בגמור. Tanya, omru lem beishame le beisilo, le divreichem, according to you, that you're saying le omru ela babomi na kotze, ein li ela k'tzir chitim, that was the story, k'tzir soirim minayim, how do you know if it's k'tzir soirim? Ve ein li ela k'tze, boitze, moisik, goyde, oyde minayim, ela maise shoye be kotze, vuhadin le kulu, ochinami, maise shoye boise medina, vuhadin le kulu. So just like you yourself are by the zichen or chilif zing tzir soirem and betzire, so who are din? There's no chilif between ois medina medina acheres. Ubeisil, ba ois medina de shchichi inshi miltes. Ois medina, she's afraid to say a lie because they can find out. Medina lamedina acheres le shchichi inshi le miltes. ובשם יוחנם ישכיחי שיירוסה. מי מייסה שאויו? What was the מייסה שאויו? תאומר רב יהודה אומר שמור, שילפי קציר חיתם אויו. It was the end of the קציר חיתם. והולכו עשורי בני אודם לקציר חיתם. And 10 people went to be קציר חיתם. Noshchay nochosh le'echad mehem. Now, the 10 people went, and a nochosh went, and bit one of them. Umeis, and he died. Uboso ishtoi ve'idiyo lebezen, and his wife came, and she told him that her husband died. Visholchu umotzu kidboreho. And they sent out, and they found him dead. They found him dead, is boisha shomro isha shomro meis baili tinosi meis baili tisyab. What does Rashi say? V'divreichem sh'ata oinrim ke'ena maise shahoye binin ein liyelo k'tzichitim de maise shahoye b'k'tzichitim oikid l'kamo goyder t'morim oyder malaketeinim Ochinami linya medina sayo, shilfi saiv tsechitim, shilfi loshen sholaf ish shekvahoya hakotzel mishtalef boiver.